we have to redesign, reinvent those institutions which were created during the 60s.
If we can leverage technology to make sure that people's understanding of science, of technology, is that much better, then we have a world where essentially everyone is able to contribute to this ever-accelerating change in society.
I believe there needs to be a transition away from giving people stuff to trying to support them, and to basically support job creation and to support small businesses.
The next Steve Jobs or Bill Gates can be from Africa, from Latin America, anywhere.
You know, in many places, people live on little more than a dollar a day. We will eradicate such extreme poverty in the next two decades by connecting more people to the global economy and helping communities to feed, empower, and educate themselves.
We all know that the answers to the kinds of problems we face can come from anywhere, all around the world. The U.S. Global Development Lab is the tip of the spear in changing how development is delivered at greater scale than ever before across the world.
USAID is in a unique position within the development community to get the most impact out of technology tools.
This is what we're calling open source development.
USAID will bring together a wide diversity of stakeholders.
Businesses. Governments.
Scientists and innovators.
Universities and entrepreneurs.
Innovation in technologies, innovation in management.
Listening to our partners and to one another.
Using the right technologies to make better decisions.
Helping people to fully take benefit of their potential. You see, yes, this is what drives me.